book reviews, picture books. Hans, Growing Up to Be an Artist, by Lois Ellert. With interesting foldouts and clever page shapes, this book teaches children about the importance of creativity. The Mightiest, by Kiko Kaza. When a bear, a lion, and an elephant find a golden crown in the forest, who should be allowed to wear it? A tiny old woman comes along, and the animals decide to see who can scare her the most. The winner will be the mightiest. Or will he? Hip, Hip, Hooray for Annie McRae, by Brad Wilcox. Illustrated by Julie Olson. 8-year-old Annie McRae spends most of her days hearing the adults in her life cheer, "Hip, hip, hooray for Annie McRae!" But what happens when people are too busy to cheer? Annie learns that the best cheers come from caring for others. Sister Eternal, by Dieter F. Uchtdorf, illustrated by Ben Sowards. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles shares a story from his childhood. As his family embarks on a journey through war-torn Germany, they encounter danger and fear. But with the help of one elderly woman, they come to find peace and truth. For children ages 5 through 9, Mercy Watson to the Rescue, by Kate D. Camillo. Illustrated by Chris Van Dusen. Mercy, a pet pig, has a particular love for hot buttered toast. She is pampered by a family that loves and adores her. But Mercy shows her mettle when a catastrophe requires help from the firemen and the Lincoln sisters next door. Goba, the Wise Fool, by Dennis Johnson Davies. Illustrated by Hag Hamdi and Hanny. Goha has been a beloved folk character in the Middle East for centuries. Is he really foolish, or does he have wisdom beyond the surface? These clever stories are beautifully illustrated by tent makers in Cairo, Egypt. The Royal Bee, by Francis Park and Ginger Park, illustrated by Christopher Zhangwan Zheng. Song Ho wanted to go to school more than anything in the world, but his widowed mother was too poor to pay for him to go. Find out how Song Ho gained an education. This true story, written by two sisters about their grandfather's experience, pays tribute to a young boy's courage and determination. For children ages 10 through 12, Homer Price, by Robert McClowski. Homer can't turn the donut machine off. What will happen? And is it true that not just one, but 3 of the biggest balls of string in the world are right in the town of Centerburg? 8 Cousins, by Louisa May Alcott. An orphan and an only child, shy Rose Campbell is overwhelmed when she goes to live at the Ant Hill with 6 aunts, 7 boy cousins, and 1 special guardian. Will Rose ever find a way to feel at home? Nonfiction, Army Ant Parade, by April Pulley Sayer, illustrated by Rick Kratowski. The army ants are coming. They swarm over the ground searching for food. Ant birds follow them to eat insects. These ants, which are not a threat to humans, are interesting and marvelous. Super Grandpa, by David M. Schwartz, illustrated by Bert Dodson. Gustav Håkansson was 66 years old. He wanted to ride in the Tour of Sweden, a bicycle race covering more than 1,000 miles. No one thought he could do it, so he pedaled more than 600 miles to the starting line and surprised everyone. Read this true story about a man who showed the world he could still pursue his dreams. Note, these reviews do not constitute official church endorsement of these books, but the books have been carefully reviewed to ensure that church standards are observed. Warning, occasionally, characters who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will drink coffee or tea. End of note. End of the article, Book Reviews.